Stop telling your fat friends that you want to lose 3 pounds. Please do that. I'm going to explain why on this episode of Nishi's Noggin, where I share with you whatever is on my mind. First of all, let's get into this hair, mama. Okay, so I want to shout out Hairline Creations. They have been helping me get my pieces together. And this piece, we decided to go a little longer. I wasn't sure I would like it, but girl, I like it. Shout out to Corinne. She really does me good. Now, before we get started, make sure that you hit the like button. I would love for you to drop a comment, maybe with the brain emoji. Let me know that you're into Nishi's Noggin. You can hit the subscribe button as well. And if you hit that bell icon, it's going to keep you updated and notified when I drop the next episode of Nishi's Noggin. You'll be the first to see it. So you can get in here and enjoy yourself. Now that we've got all of that situated, let's go ahead and get started with the gossip. Our childhoods have been ruined. It's not funny, but it's like, laugh through the pain. So we talked about Quiet on the Set. It was a 4-episode miniseries that came out on ID and on Max, HBO Max, talking about what was really going on behind the scenes on these childhood shows that we watched on Nickelodeon. And actually, I know that this episode is coming out of Nishi's Noggin is coming out on April 5th. A bonus episode of Quiet on Set is coming out on April 7th. And apparently it's going to be like a round table with some of the child stars that are talking. So I'm very curious about what that's going to look like and how that's going to turn out. If I could make a request, obviously everything is done. But what I'm hoping for is because it says that it's supposed to be a round table with child stars just like having a conversation. What I'm hoping, if that's true, I am hoping that they get some of the child stars that talked in these 4 episodes already. And like Drake Bell made a huge, huge confession in the original 4-episode run. I would love if we got more of the child stars, specifically the ones that said that they didn't experience any of the nasty things that were talked about in the series. And I would love for these two groups to get together so they could have a conversation with each other, because some of the things that some of these other former child actors had said was, Ned, girl, please. So I'd be very curious about that. April 7th, that's happening. And again, that was something that just put a stain on my childhood, because it's just like, whoa, okay. So these child actors were going through hell while the making of these shows that I loved watching growing up. Now, another part of the reason why the childhood is ruined is because we didn't really talk about this yet, but this whole thing with Diddy, honey. So to catch you up on everything, Diddy has had a few people accuse him of some horrible things, including trafficking and abuse. And while many people have tried to focus more so on, and they have for years, on him being like a closeted gay man, which I don't even know. I don't know what the hell that is. But one of the most recent things that happened to him is that both his LA and Miami homes were raided by the feds, And everybody was like, where the hell is Diddy? I just saw these photos this morning of him. This was clearly very staged, of him sitting all by himself and smiling and looking at his phone and drinking from an empty glass of wine. Like, it's gotten to the point that the feds have raided him. From what I've been reading from a lot of people and just some of the stuff that I've read for some of these lawsuits, it's looking very likely that he's guilty. And I loved growing up so much of what Diddy was associated with. All the things that came out around Bad Boy Records. Loved that. I was glued to Making the Band. Love Danity Kane, Day 26. I mean, in hindsight, there problematic stuff that was already shown on camera, absolutely. But to find out that there allegedly was way worse things that were going on, I'm not the type of person where I can go back and watch that stuff for the sake of nostalgia and just like, let's have like a nostalgic trip down memory lane and let's just watch all these things. Like, it's just another reason that it sucks to be a millennial. Definitely not speaking for like younger generations. I don't know that experience. I don't know that walk of life. I'm 35 years old, but I know for older generations, as they get older, I know that one of the things that I've seen a lot of them do is that they'll like cling onto their nostalgia and they'll say things like, well, back in the, you know, TV shows aren't as good as they were back in my day, or the music wasn't as good as it was back in my day. And they get to cling on to those memories and cling on to that nostalgia and they get to enjoy that. And to me, I'm just like, I can't do that. The shows that I watched as a literal kid, not working. The music that I listened to as a kid, I mean, we saw what was going on truly behind the scenes of Britney Spears. We are learning more about what's going on with Diddy, allegedly. And it's like, okay, that would have been my nostalgia. And like, the future's looking bleak. At present, my family group chat is blowing up about there was an earthquake that was in New York. That's what's going on with my family, which is where they're all based at right now. How lovely. And then my friends, as of recent, some of them have been pulling me aside to complain to me about their weight issues, which is where we are going next. PSA, stop telling your fat friends that you're trying to lose a couple pounds. Okay? I'm gonna fully break this down because this has been like a consistent experience of mine since I was a teenager. We're gonna start by saying that real human bodies change and fluctuate all the time. It happens all the time, okay? There is no 100% guaranteed way for you to be able to control that. We don't have full knowledge of how the human body fully works. We all have different human bodies, and then we're limited on the resources that we have. How your body changes and fluctuates over time, it is an individual journey. It's an experience that is just specific to you. Your job is to do the best that you can and be as healthy as you possibly can. I have always known that I could be more active than I am. Always. I've known that I could eat better than I can. But you know what? I mean, it's life could be worse. I have been fat since I was like 10 years old. Being outside of what's known as like the beauty standard since I was a very young child, as challenging as it was at that time, I realize now as a 35-year-old, I have had 25 years of time to continue to get comfortable with the fact that there is an idea from society of what is beautiful. And I know that I did not then, nor will I now, and likely never in the future, fit into what that mold is of a beauty standard. I'm okay with that. Because for me, I have a genuine understanding of this is what society deems as beautiful, and then this is what I deem as beautiful. And I understand that these are two different things. Over the years, more and more of my peers are starting to learn and experience the changes that are happening with their bodies. And in many of these cases, they're not happy about it. That is like very understandable. Change is not easy. But coming to me and being like,
I really want to lose 3 pounds.
Is so insulting. I know they are not talking to their other friends about this. They're specifically coming to me, the fat friend, to talk about their fat issue. The vibe that I get from this is basically like, I'm starting to feel a little ugly. Let me talk to my ugliest friend about this to get some advice. And that's what it seems like it is. But there's this undertone there that I feel is supposed to go like this. Like in their mind, subconsciously, I think it's supposed to go, let me talk to my really fat friend about the fact that I really feel like I've gained about like 5 or 10 pounds, right? I'm gonna go to them and I'm hoping that they're going to come to me from the perspective of them being a super fat person. They're going to be like, oh no, you're not fat and ugly like me. You have simply eaten too much Chipotle today. This too shall pass. Be all the way serious. Now, to be clear, I feel like I've had this conversation several times with several different people. And I want to say 99% of the time, the intentions are never like bad or negative. I think that it's coming from a place of genuinely feeling not so great. But what I'm trying to say is that through these conversations, I am learning how you really see me. And you clearly see me as the fat and the ugly one. And that feels weird. Not only do I not see myself as the fat and ugly person, I don't see you that way either. So I want to follow up this PSA with another PSA. One of my recent conversations, I was talking to a friend and he was sharing with me some photos from a GQ magazine photo shoot. If you don't know what GQ is, it's like, it's fashion, it's for men, blah, blah, blah. These pictures in particular were of a male model who had an unbuttoned shirt on, and the unbuttoned shirt revealed six-pack abs. And my friend was just like, I wish I looked like this. Like, why don't I look like this? Or I used to look like this. Like, what? I hate everything about myself now. My God. Oh, a lot of these beauty standards that we have come to know and to understand, I feel like they typically come from photos like this. Professional photo shoots of like stars like Kim Kardashian or like a Michael B. Jordan or like whoever is the male equivalent of Kim Kardashian. Oh, who is the male equivalent of Kim Kardashian? I don't know. Now, when I'm seeing these professional photos, and I'm looking at it like, yes, I'm looking at someone and it's like, wow, this is a great looking photo. This person looks great in this photo. But that's where it starts and ends for me. Like, they look good in this photo. I'm aware of the fact that they more than likely do not look like this in real life. And I have personal experience with using tools like lighting. Why I'm shooting right here is because the lighting is perfect. And my skin looks 5,000 times clearer here than it was if I were to shoot in a different angle. And then there's things like Photoshop where people can adjust the way that they look. You can change the skin, you can fix under eye bags, whatever adjustments you want to. And so that's what's happening on a professional level, and that's been happening for however long. So whenever people are comparing like these professional photos, I'm always just like, what? There are so many resources and tools that are used to make that photo look the way that it does. And I could understand if this was like, I don't know, like the 2000s where people were still kind of ignorant to the fact that this was doable. But in 2024, I'm really sorry, but like, I'm not taking it because back in 2015, I looked this up. Snapchat introduced filters. If you're able to watch this, if you're able to listen to this, you know what a filter is. Now, a filter is designed to make alterations or changes or whatever to what's in the camera frame. But hands down, the number one thing that people use filters for is to beautify. Keep that in mind. Back in the day, if I wanted to, and I would do this, back in the Facebook days where I would actually like take pictures from my digital camera and I would upload them to Facebook in a Facebook album, which is, oh my God, so old. But I had a really bad acne problem. And so I would go into Photoshop and I would fix up my acne because back then in the 2000s, I knew how to do that. Back then, I was one of the few people that was on like a few regular people that knew how to do that. Nowadays, there's no excuse. Nowadays, you can pop open Instagram and you can swipe over to the camera and you can literally pick out filters that let you smooth out your skin. Contour your nose. There's even filters that will slim down your face and or your body. Like, they're all over the place. I'm bringing all of this up to say that when I have my friends that are bringing these pictures to me and saying, why don't I look like this? Bitch, they don't even look like it. It's been, for lack of better word, filtered. Like, are you joking? Listen, we're all raised to be competitors. This starts at grade school level. Elementary, you are always in a competition with who's getting the best grades, who's wearing the best outfits, who got the girlfriend or boyfriend first, and so on. You go into adulthood, and it's literally the same thing. Who's got the best home? Who's got the best career? Best spouse? Best children? We are taught to be that way, so I get it, because we're in competition with each other. That's how we're taught, and to compete is to compare. And I think that good competition, honestly, I think that that can be healthy, but this is my thing when it comes to competition. The only person that you are in a competition with is with yourself. Oh, yes! If there's anything that I hope that you can take away from this episode of Nishi's Noggin is that there is no race. There's no competition. You want to know why? Because there's no fucking prizes. Nobody is going to get first place, second place, or third place. There's no finish line. It's just you. So you better learn how to love on you, honey, because the other big gag is that it's like literally nobody else's responsibility to love you except for you. So you're gonna have to figure out how to do that. If anything at all, the only thing that you should be racing towards is figuring out how to love yourself. So anyways, that is this week's episode of Nishi's Noggin, where I share with you whatever is on my mind. Again, be sure to hit the like button. You can comment, drop some brain emojis if you're still hanging out with me. You can subscribe and hit the bell icon so you're notified when another episode drops. I love you very much. I will see you next Friday. There are some videos for you to check out. In the meantime, they're going to be on the left and the right side. Or wait, right and left side? I don't know which way this looks, but inadvertently, you've also gotten a mini look at the way that my apartment looks right now. It is under construction and I'm trying to figure out how to put everything in its proper place. So I apologize. Get to another video right now so you don't have to look at it anymore. Oh my God, get out, bye. Get out, get out.